Hey, Jimmers. This episode is another discussion episode, talking about all of the naughty bits of the Sixth World. Of all the episodes we've released, this is probably the most explicit. The explicitest. You might not want to listen to this around kids, the elderly, sentient machines, small woodland creatures, or large farm animals. Anyway, normally, when we're getting ready to record, we chat about whatever, just to warm up while waiting for the group's stragglers to arrive. Well, this particular evening, we got off on the wrong foot when I asked Jeff about Jean-Baptiste's taste in cars. So what kind of car would JB be unbelievably attracted to?
Yeah.
Well, he's more attracted to the personality than the body.
Of the car.
So are we talking like a Ford Americar, you know, kind of a one that blends into the crowd unless you get to know it and then it kind of blossoms? Its personality comes out.
Well, you know, he's got varying degrees. Like, sometimes he likes an outgoing personality, you know, really like the party. Well, that doesn't have to be a sports car. You can have, like, a get-up-and-go sedan.
Oh, my God.
Clearly, what's going to happen is it's going to look like a normal sedan on the outside.
Jupiter, kill me.
Right? Are you not sitting here looking like you're smelling onions right now? Like, my face is so scrunched up, it can't scrunch up anymore. I'm, like, really just physically ill by these descriptions.
Jupiter, kill
me. But on the inside, it's like a Shelby Cobra or something.
Oh, gosh.
What about an ice cream truck?
It's got a really nice personality.
I'm just waiting for a trunk joke to come up now.
Oh, sometimes come on. What kind of people do you take us as?
Garbage. And fashion.
Just not clever enough to come up with it.
I mean, I didn't think of it till she brought it up, so.
Gosh, if you can't be sexist and I have to help you, we've got problems.
We clearly have problems.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and file that under we have problems.
So yeah, that happened. Then we were going to at least try to record some plot that didn't require everyone, but the next piece of plot hinged on Jean-Baptiste, and his voice was starting to get really robotic and not in a good way. Without a reliable internet connection, we pivoted back to the birds and the bees, which of course has a slightly different feel in the Sixth World. Can you turn off all your porn torrents?
Yeah.
God, no. How dare you?
Maybe turn on a few more.
Can you turn off your roommate's porn torrents?
Well, yeah, they're already... how do you think I download mine?
Or just sneakily replace them with, like, really, really kinky stuff. Kinkier stuff, I guess I should say.
I already have all the non-kinky stuff downloaded. What do you think I'm on?
Jeff over here trying to download all the internet's porn.
Yep.
I mean, he's so depraved that right now he's at the point of downloading the videos of people holding turning off the lights.
Oh, dude, this is a family podcast.
What a degenerate.
Turning off the lights and getting...
Seriously, I'm going to have to bleep all of that out. Although that is something we do have scheduled for one of our topics for the discussion podcast, sexuality in the Sixth World.
Do you have any, like, bullet points that you have to help keep the discussion in?
No, I've barely even thought about this. I just know that cat girls in the future are a thing.
Uh-huh.
And
no. Why didn't you tell me?
They're while they're romanticized and sexualized, they're not like a weird, creepy fetish. Not like furries today.
Find cat girls near you.
I mean, y'all have been to Tufts and Tails, which is an entire bar with surged people. So, like, that's not a weird thing. So, you know, there's some kinks that used to be completely... No one would ever mention that they had them that are now normal.
Mm-hmm.
It did cause JB to drop out of the call.
Yeah. And I kind of feel like his character should definitely be in on it, even if he's normal. And I'm not saying Jeff is normal at all.
No, not at all.
I was worried.
I don't know what he's into.
Like, oh no.
What? Okay. Okay. I'll see how it is. That's what you guys talk about whenever I'm gone.
Yeah.
In all seriousness.
Yep, that is exactly what goes on whenever you leave.
That makes 100% sense. I'm glad everyone talks about me whenever I'm gone.
So, I feel like there would be less constrained influences on what is considered accepted sexuality, but at the same time, I also think that what would probably be remaining would be much more harsh and trying to think of the word I want to use here.
Like, not necessarily kinky, but like more dangerous, more extreme.
Well, no, what I was more going to get at is, so this is post like three apocalypses. The world population is like 10% of what it should be. So you're going to have at least some groups that it is in their interests to probably make it so that people, when they are doing anything related to hanky-panky, are trying to probably get productive offspring out of it.
So let's have hanky-panky with a purpose?
Mm.
Yeah.
You think so? I would disagree.
So do you think that since productivity standards are different, and therefore you don't need five children to, you know, keep your ass alive later in life, that people would not reproduce as hard?
Also, the fact that we have, you know, over 7 billion people on this planet now, we're straining resources. I think once we got rid of a bunch, I think we would kind of go, you know what, we don't need that many. Let's not strain ourselves, you know? Also, I think people would be a little more, I think they would be less religious and not pro-contraception as much in the future.
So you're saying post-Thanos, the world would be much more interested in being more selective with their mates?
Yes.
Hmm. So Thanos did nothing wrong.
Thanos never did anything wrong. I don't know who the heavy breather is, but somebody is loving the combo.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Jeff is turned on by this conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to Burning Edge After Dark.
He just loves hearing about that Thanos snap.
Checks out.
I haven't had that much heavy breathing in my ear in a long time. Wow.
I'm sorry. It has a different filter on it. Leave it alone.
When I go back and edit this, I'm going to make that go from one side to the other. I'm going to pot it right and left so that you get the ASMR breathing. So it sounds like he's just all over you.
I am uncomfortable.
I am already cringing.
God. You will be when you listen to it.
That's great. But yeah, that I think we'd be more selective. I think we would use more. I think people wouldn't have as many children.
Except for orcs, because they have litters.
Yeah, but thank God they die young.
Oh my God.
That was Micah speaking for the record.
That was Micah, not Jupiter.
Oh yeah, forbid Jupiter be racist against some fantasy non-existent.
No, yeah.
She wants to have them all sterilized so they can't even breed.
Yeah, there you go. Problem solved.
I also think that a lot of the kinks that are taboo now, or people kind of keep quiet and don't really like put out there unless they're in a subculture, I think those are more accepted and out in the open.
Can you give an example?
Like,
Yes.
Like, you know,
I'm working on it.
Well played.
Killing me.
Oh my God. Oh.
Like a BDSM, that's not like, people don't walk down the street in their gimp outfits, but I think
Wait. I do.
I doubt those very much.
Well, like the cover for the Shadowrun Returns game has a woman in basically a BDSM outfit.
Mm-hmm.
She's got like the hose thing, but you're absolutely right. Like that would just be, they're wearing latex and a gas mask for no reason.
Where nowadays you don't publicly walk around like that, but if you're involved in a subculture, it is accepted. But I think in the future it's more widely, or at least people, maybe not widely accepted, but nobody's going to bat an eye.
I think that's a good point. I think I agree with Micah here that people will just be like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, just... I got bigger problems, you know.
There is also the point to remember in Shadowrun that they have acid rain and horrible atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about that, and going out in a gimp suit and a gas mask actually sounds like just a good survival strategy and a good way not to ruin your other clothes.
I wanted him to say it just sounds like a good time, but then he didn't. He made a bad choice.
What if you were to, like, go meet a Johnson and he's got a ball gag?
Yeah.
And he takes the ball gag out before negotiating with you and, like, he just feels more comfortable with the ball gag.
No, you know what I want? I want the Johnson with a ball gag with some, like, cute young chick with, like, a leash around his collar. She's holding the leash. And then when you sit down for the meet, she takes it out for him. And he proceeds to negotiate with you like he's coming from a position of power.
Why ever would you need to take it out? Like, D&I is a thing.
That is true.
I'm not going to give him my info to D&I directly with me.
Well, but he could D&I to, like, a TV to just, like...
True enough. There you go. There you go. So now we have to talk to this man through a TV as he has a ball kick.
Oh, this is so happening. I apologize to our listeners. This is supposed to be a family show, but...
So, we're definitely losing the kid crowd.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, we already almost killed one of the kids, little Peggy Pigtails.
I think all that we need to do is agree that in the Sixth World, JB is still, in fact, a freak.
Jeff is actually super normal. Just letting everyone know.
Jeff is super normal. JB is not.
Except whenever I walk around in my gimp suit.
I mean, there's that uncomfortable moment when you take off your street clothes and you're in your gimp suit and then you take that off and put on your hockey gear. Like,
well, yeah.
Granted.
It's like the
you don't wear
their underwear.
That gimp suit underneath the hockey gear?
No. You sweat too much.
No, yeah. You'll sweat right through it.
And then that ruins the whole, like, hockey gloves stink too much.
Yeah, leather, like the leather parts of his gimp suit, like the uh-huh. stitching and whatnot. Not good.
Yeah.
What they actually need are a bunch of nanofiber support structures so that...
Like ribs for your pleasure?
I'm not going to have time to put everything on again after this whole dalliance to go to the hockey game. So I need to wear my hockey gear under the gimp suit.
No one has said dalliance in like 300 years.
Dalliance? The shit? Dalliance?
I was there, and no one said dalliance in the last 300 years.
Oh my god. The other thing I think is furries have come into their own and are just, it is looked at with awe and adoration. I think a lot of humans are really digging the cat girls, and they love it. They grew up on anime of old, and now they get an
all the anime of old is fucking gone, though.
I know. Well, it is, but they grew up, so I mean, people were alive before it, so they'd still
DVDs
have mental
would still
memory.
Exist.
I mean, elves maybe,
but there are people who are into being a furry not because they're interested in animals, but they appreciate the dress up part. But now there's actually animals, like you can actually hook up with a rabbit woman or a dog dude or a cat girl or pick your furry that you're into. But there's people that aren't interested in actually like a human that's also like that. They're interested in rolling around in a fur pile with other people in costume. Uh-huh. Would the people who are living that life for real now look down on the people who were doing it before? Or would they feel like I am your god?
Both. People are varied.
No. It's going to be the other way around. The people are going to look at the guys who are actually going with the actual cat girls, and I'm going to be like, hate to see it. Thought we had something. Thought you knew better.
Would there be surge posers?
Absolutely. Yeah, there definitely are.
Yeah. Surge posers. And you think you're with somebody who's actually surge, and you find out they've been lying to you this whole time.
They've just got a carpet stapled to their back to make it look like they have fur.
That's just all fake. You're not real. What? Yeah. You just did body modification to look like this. You're not really surged. Oh.
Ugh.
I can feel Jupiter eating up that drama.
That would be like if I was in a club or something and I saw that fight break out. I'd just be sitting back enjoying my drink and just watching that show because that would be fantastic to witness. I would love it. But I'm a terrible person. So.
I was about to say, has anyone ever told you you're a terrible person?
I'm a terrible person.
So rule 34 means basically if you can think of it, there is a a sexualized version of it. What about human, metahuman, vampiric virus?
I was just thinking that. Yeah. Like, what
it was. Absolutely.
You date somebody who's infected. Like, what are you doing?
There were at least stories about people doing that with AIDS, where you'd go to a party and, like, roll the dice.
Yeah.
Well, it's pretty easy to figure out if someone's a ghoul, because, you know, the milky eyes and
the lack of skin pigmentation.
Yeah.
The fact that they speak with an Irish accent. I mean, it's dead giveaway. Is that not canon?
That was just an Irish person. That wasn't a ghoul.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no. Omni.
The books of Twilight probably survived, so there probably are people who still romanticize vampires, or they've read
Anne
Rice.
Even if there wasn't, there's definitely people who do. Yeah, yeah, undoubtedly.
The romanticization of vampirism has been around for a long time and will. I mean, just the idea of a vampire, the penetration that happens is just naturally sexualized for a lot of people.
But these aren't like sexy vampires.
No, they're not sexy vampires, but that's still there. That power they have and that whole thing would still be enticing to people. It would still be sexualized. And yeah, you would have groupies for them, and God bless them.
And like, you'd have people who would want to be vampires, without a doubt.
Oh yeah.
You'd have, same with ghouls, you'd have people who'd want to be ghouls. Even with
nobody
all
wants
of
to
the,
be a ghoul.
I agree that it'd be small, but I think undoubtedly there would be people who would want that.
Yeah, there probably are wage slaves where that would be a step up. Yeah, you'd have to eat people, but Jeffrey Dahmer in The Sixth World, all of a sudden he's not just a creepy serial killer, he's doing what he has to do to survive.
Yeah,
and it's not even like it would just be better than what I am now. There will be people who would want that, like, regardless.
And also, for clarity, as I recall, they can't just, like, eat cloned meat or anything like that. It actually has to have come from a person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gotta be farm fresh.
Jeffrey Dahmer, clearly, like, if you give him a vat-grown human, like, he still wants to kill them and eat them. Same thing with Hannibal Lecter or whatever. He's got to have something to go with his fava beans.
But I think there would people, this off track of sexuality, I know, believe me, don't.
Hey, take this conversation where it needs to go.
I did a run where the team was in a van and they were keeping an eye on a house. They were doing their legwork. They were observing, and they ended up seeing a person walking down the road that was drunk, and they were like, oh shit, he could cause a problem. So they intercepted him. In talking to him, found out he was depressed and suicidal, and he was walking around this ghoul neighborhood hoping somebody would kill him.
Yeah.
And they were like, we have to help this guy. And I'm like,
no, don't white hat that.
You don't have to. My curse. My table curse. Full of white hats. No, we have to save him. Get him help. Adopt him. Like, no, okay.
That's a perfect distraction right there.
All you do is prevent anyone from killing him.
The house they were watching was a ghoul gang. This is your perfect bait. Willing, too. Lure them out of the house and do what you gotta do.
Slather him in mayonnaise.
Nope. Let's help him. We have to save him. Like, oh my gosh. Where's my dystopian future? But, you know, yeah, people would seek them out. Absolutely. I don't think, like I said, I don't really think they're limited, if any, taboos in the future.
Not to go too far from where this conversation's been going, but I would like to take it to a lighter note.
Oh.
What does climax look like in the astral?
Whatever you want it to, baby.
Is it fireworks? Like,
whatever you want.
Literal astral fireworks?
Oh, astral. Okay.
What did you think I said?
I'm genuinely fascinated to know the answer to that question.
Oh, God. Oh, no. I'm hearing it. I'm hearing it. Oh, no. Jupiter, why?
Because I can.
Why are you like this?
Because I'm a terrible person. And I have the sexual maturity of a 12-year-old boy. Sorry. I think everything's funny.
So that color of emotion is not on the wheel we've been using for astral emotions.
Do you not have the super good wheel?
Well, I have a wheel, but it doesn't have, like, Grectral gratification on it.
Oh, no?
That's why you need the super good wheel, because it's the one that has when you feel super good on it.
Super good.
Yeah, what astral color is nut?
No, I have the wheel that has, like, for each shade, I think it has, like, four, or for each color, it has, like, four different shades that have different emotions tied to it. Do you have that one?
You know, you can get more than one emotion at once, like...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can, you know, never mind, I'm not going there.
Nope, say it. Say
I'm
it.
Sure the
you
main ones regret.
It.
In the astral.
You can absolutely regret fuck someone.
Exactly. That's what sex looks like in the astral, regret.
It's just post nut clarity.
God. I'm so glad we had this conversation. This is radio gold we've got here.
Uh-huh.
God.
Keep thinking that.
I haven't even started drinking yet.
What?
Can't. I have to finish work. But yeah.
Sounds terrible.
Oh no.
The one I have does not have cozy fun time.
Cozy fun time?
Well, I guess it has ecstasy in yellow.
There you go.
Which is diametrically opposed from grief, which I am not sure I agree with.
Regret, not grief.
I'm literally looking at it right now.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. What do you mean you don't think ecstasy is the opposite of grief?
Have you never, like, rebound banged someone?
I've never rebound banged someone.
Have you ever never felt, like, strangely sexual after someone died? Like, you want to feel alive.
Nope.
So you're grieving. Well, they did it in Firefly, so it's a thing.
I'm sure it's a thing. I really am sure it's a thing. It's just not a thing I've dealt with, so therefore
I cannot
relate. I
like how your standard of things being a real are if it happened in Firefly. I think that's interesting.
That's the standard, yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting.
I thought the scene was great. Jane and Shepherd Book working out and after someone got shot. I thought it was good. I thought it was well done scene. Good job, Joss Whedon.
All right, so what about Beatles?
I think they're all dead in...
No, you know what I mean. Don't use your jokes on me.
Oh, you mean BTL's Beatles.
BTL's
okay.
Beatles. That's what they call them on the streets, the kids nowadays.
Damn kids.
I imagine the normal, like, legal ones that make you feel things that have the filters so that you don't redline or, you know, go too high. Mm-hmm. I imagine just your legal porn is pretty good. And then, of course, you've got, you know, all the other ones like, oh, I hit a home run in the World Series, blah, 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 which makes you feel good. But then, of course, you've got the Beatles, like the good stuff. Oh, yeah, I'm hooking up with a super famous porn star. Yay. But then they've got the really, really weird stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You can program some of that. Like, you don't actually have to record it from someone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so, like, snuff films, again, nothing's taboo. Snuff films now, highly illegal and should never be made. But I can program that experience if you'd like.
Although the best snuff film Beatles are real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True. But I'm just saying.
The good stuff.
I can still program
it.
But yeah, the good stuff. But that's like, that's a weird, like you can now experience the weirdest sexual fantasy you've ever had. You can now experience it without actually ever doing it.
Go on. What is the weirdest?
Telling you mine.
Definitely something people have programmed. Listen, I'm down. I like it. Which thing I was talking about there, we'll leave up to people's discretion.
It's an exercise for the reader or the listener.
Yeah. Don't you love reading podcasts?
For all of our first-time listeners.
We're sorry.
We appreciate you. I understand that this is your last time listening. I don't think we'd be able to pay someone to transcribe this one.
No, that's why you just use an automatic diction program to do it. What do you mean it mistranslated half the words?
No, those were the right words.
Would that make it better?
Pay me, I'll do it.
Pay me, I'll do it. Where'd JB go? He's been silent. I'm sure he has thoughts, opinions.
I've been trying not to burst people's eardrums.
You're fine. They'll live.
I can fix it in post.
I'm not near my computer to turn you down yet, so you're still loud for me, and I don't care.
Speaking of JB, JB clearly has some proclivities that are weird even in realm of the sixth world that we've been talking about.
Is it, though?
The five people he interacts with most all think it's a little bit weird, him and Stumpy.
Well, Micah thinks it weird. Joop just is happy he finds love.
Yeah, but we're not talking about Jupiter.
No, why would we?
No, well, that you're bitch. In the fifth world. We're talking about the sixth world. Uh-huh. Pretty much all of us would be dead in the sixth world because we...
Yeah.
Or we'd be stuck in some office cubicle in some arcology.
Hey, speak of yourself, I have a gimp suit.
In that situation, though, we would start with proficiency in PowerPoints.
Boom.
I'm terrible at PowerPoint.
Oh.
You just point really hard.
I'm really good at PowerPoint.
I'm actually not good at PowerPoint.
PowerPoint's garbage.
These guys really love their PowerPoint and presentation software. If we're talking about sex stuff and they went to PowerPoint.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Confirmed.
Let me show you.
How do you share it?
I don't want to see anything.
My keynote.
Star swipe.
Well, you know, you get the lady in bed, that screen comes down.
I've got a laser pointer.
Projector comes on.
Well, you know, JP's a technomancer. He might be really into PowerPoint.
He might be really into machinery and computers because he, you know, has a connection with them, and maybe they understand him better than people do. So I don't think it's weird for him to connect on that level with a machine.
He still doesn't want to see the footnotes in the code, though.
No.
Here's another question. Have people fucked AI in virtual reality?
In the Matrix? I'm sure they have.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. 100. That's the first thing. That's why it was invented.
That's the first thing they did.
Yeah, that checks out.
Is that why things get invented?
Yes.
So you can fuck it?
Yeah. Everything. The first robot, banging it.
Anything. They do call it the first profession. I mean, it kind of checks out.
So do you think that the first AI came into being? That, of course, happened.
What is my purpose?
And then...
Can we fuck it?
There were several smiling CPS officers waiting when the guy jacked out of the Matrix.
Jacked out?
Whoa, bad choice of words.
Yeah, I realized that as soon as I said it.
Is that why AI all turn evil? Because they're just the victim of terrible, emotionless one-night stands?
Probably.
Probably.
So in the sixth world, e-ghosts are a thing. People who basically got trapped in the Matrix when it crashed and became disembodied. They're not technically AI, but they're the Matrix persona of a Decker.
Of a dead person.
The meat suit is dead. So if you do copulate with them in the Matrix, like, is that necrophilia?
I would say no.
I would say no.
They can consent.
Yeah.
I don't think consent is what defines necrophilia.
Oh, I love that.
He's you could sign a contract and
alliances,
then...
consent. You're precious.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, they didn't resist.
Jesus.
Oh, God, please.
We're awful.
This may be the very last episode that we put out as we turn off the lights.
We're done. We've been canceled.
Here's why.
This might need to get shoehorned back to the dark section of the Patreon.
Yeah.
The after dark section?
The after dark section. You got to pay a little bit more money for this.
You know, you got to go through that velvet curtain.
You need to pay an extra $6.66.
69 cents, sir.
69 cents. Like, oh my god.
Oh.
69.
Come on.
It's right there in front of your face.
I need more casserole.
Clearly.
Now we know what his kink is.
He likes the crusty casserole.
Give him the old crusty casserole.
Please, no.
I'm glad we didn't make this weird.
Oh, yeah, definitely not.
Oh, gosh. Fantastic.
There's a lot of adjectives we could use to describe tonight's episode, and weird
classy isn't one.
Yeah, no. Would consent through D&I be?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, and you can record everything you do, so that way she can never come back or he can never come back and say you did anything.
It's fake news.
You have evidence. You have receipts.
Man, Six World is, like, creepy and awesome.
Right?
That sounds like everything we know about this Six World.
You know some Decker, creepy Decker, is going to be able to fake that, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Do,
yeah,
some,
yeah.
Do some mind rape.
Oh, well, my gosh. What? Hey, what? Deckers do that too?
That would just be like a run idea right there.
JB's trapped in a sex dungeon?
No. No, we're not doing that.
Okay, so I just came back to JB's trapped in a virtual sex dungeon.
That's the next run. We have to rescue him.
And whenever you get there, he doesn't want to leave.
Doesn't want to leave. Leave me.
The problem is he doesn't want to leave, but he can't get that information to any of us because he forgot how to take out the ball gag.
And they're torturing him with a Faraday cage. So why didn't I pick smart links or com links to talk about tonight?
Apparently you were in a solid mood. Idea.
Yeah. So clearly in the Six World, you can replace parts of your body. You can improve parts of your body, and
yes,
genitalia replacements are like in the actual rule books.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
What is it? A 1 day in and out surgery.
Yeah.
Boom. Done.
I don't think they phrase it as in and out surgery.
Well, yes.
It depends on what you get.
Outpatient is probably what they would use.
There's also literally breasts that you can change size.
Yeah.
Instantly, mm-hmm. Which yeah. I think is awesome.
Yeah, that's safety. You got a flotation device. Interested.
But my question is, you marry someone.
Mm-hmm.
How long does that relationship last before you start saying, hey, you know, you're starting to get a little flabby there. You've got saggage there. Like, you got shrinkage there. It's not expensive to replace parts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even now, people get plastic surgery because they're just vain. But,
mm-hmm.
Like, why aren't you hung like a horse when I need you to be, or, mm-hmm. You know, why don't you have gigantic cans? Like that's got to be a huge reason for divorce is people just not wanting to get parts of them replaced with better parts, right?
I think so few people get married in the Six World as well. I think that's
really,
I think it's way less common than it is now.
Probably a good point.
Do people still have babies?
Now, you say that, but do you mean that in the sense of they literally go to a chapel, or do you mean that in the sense of these two are legally connected in some capacity that determines how inheritance works?
Well, no, you'd go to your corporate office to get married. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Your new religion.
Yeah. And let's be honest, people still have babies. Three of the four of you were born.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I assume.
Allegedly.
I feel discriminated against. Just want to put that out there.
Technically, you were born, just not out of a lady.
You know, that machine that you were incubated in might have feelings.
It might have been a lady machine.
Yeah, that's what I was about to go with. JB, you haven't met her mom. You don't know if she's a mom.
Here comes a run.
Test tube baby naked machines are sluts.
Wow.
No, God.
Wow, both
100%.
Kill me. You are 100%. Slut shaming machines now. I want you to hear yourself.
Yeah, they are.
Okay. Word gets out on the street, the other machines won't talk to you.
By definition, they literally have one job.
They know it too.
They know it too. It's just common knowledge. They accept it. It's how they are.
Word gets around. Like, well, he didn't come up with this.
Uh-huh.
It's not a bad thing. Like, it's just who they are, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Some machines are just built that way.
STDs, I think, would be less. Because you have biomonitors that could check and see what you got, right?
Yeah.
You should be able to do blood testing.
True. Now you have magical STDs.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
What magical STDs are there?
Oh, Jesus. This can be gross. So you get like
astral warts. Well, you can also change your dong off.
Yeah, the magical SD that makes your dick fall off.
That is true. If you have a cyber dong, like...
Uh-huh.
That's immune to magical STDs.
You know, wow. I bet there's billboards advertising that. Stop the spread of disease. Get a cyber dong.
Why not?
Yeah,
if you're
on.
The manufacturer of cyber dongs, you're going to market them. And if that's a benefit, boom.
Get a picture of a skanky lady and it says, fuck it with our dick. That's genius.
Oh, wow.
Great. There's always been this. I had one a player at a Shadowrun table when I was part of the LC who played an orc who was 13 in chronological years, but an adult because orcs mature, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So he's basically like an adult, but in years, 13. Whenever anybody did anything sexual towards him, other people got uncomfortable. Like, he's a child. And he would say, I'm an adult. And they're like, no, you're only 13. But no, I'm an adult. Yeah, but you're only 13 years of age, therefore child.
If you go back a century, 13-year-olds could be the men of the house.
Yeah. They were retired at that point.
They were expected to already be thinking about families.
Yeah, come on, Squire. Yeah. Let's go.
I mean, I've actually had a conversation like this. Specifically, I was bringing up how does one tackle this thing if they were, say, wanting to write for a setting that has stuff like that, and they were, you know, writing for, say, Mass Effect. I'm not sure if you're aware, but there's one race there that lives for about 20 to 30 years total. And
yeah, the Toadmen.
Yeah, suddenly it gets really fucking awkward to discuss how their romance works.
Do they bang?
Yeah, when you're middle-aged at 15, you gotta start sometime before 15.
Yeah.
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 Well, do they bang? I don't remember that. I thought they were born in test tubes or some shit.
What are you saying? They're asexual and like just like divide?
No, I thought they were like created by some other they were created by like one of the other races or something.
The Salarians are perfectly normal, but...
Oh, no, they're like poisoned or something, right?
No, that's the Krogans. The Salarians just live for a very short time because they're weird newt people.
Oh, is that the one with
weird
the giant
what?
Eyes?
People?
We've officially gone off the rails.
Okay.
Giant eyes, yes.
They have the giant eyes. Okay, yes. I think once you reach sexual maturity in whatever species you are, like you in your puberty or whatever, you know, whatever, bang away.
But it's suddenly really awkward when you have to talk about people who are role-playing that out.
You know, we do have a sexualized being that is literally 5 years old.
Yeah, like, I've just been waiting to say that. Like,
I mean, sorry, 5-year-old has sliced people in half.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's very complicated.
She's also gotten drunk.
Yeah.
Sure.
Drunk cat, best cat.
We've condoned underage drinking in this podcast.
Have we?
I've actually done it in real life as well, just saying.
Yeah, my police record does not lie.
Hello, police, I'd like to report.
My file sealed, I can't talk about it.
So, speaking... never mind. I don't even want to talk about underage Grex. Not going there.
See, it makes you uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I mean, the worst thing probably just has to be the people who surge with something terrible like neoteny. They're fucked.
Yeah? Well, hopefully not.
Well, yeah. I mean, they're probably very frustrated about that, but oh well.
But there would probably be people that would be completely turned on by that, as opposed to like someone that surged with, say, insectoid features, which is probably a much more niche.
The setting is a little more hardcore about the, oh god, no, kill it with fire when it comes to insectoid.
Yeah. But you know, there probably are some people where that's their kink.
And they're very passionate about it.
They want to get eaten by a praying mantis after copulating.
Undoubtedly. Or they want to eat them. Who knows?
Yeah, look, I'm not judging.
I now have this mental image of, they actually meet the actual bug spirit, and they weird out the bug spirit so hard that the bug spirit leaves.
You're like, nah, bro, nah.
Nah. The bug spirit's nah.
Get out. Back into the rift. You're going to the next
going
round.
Back to my nest.
Let's go to that place with all the crystals that cut us to shreds. That seems safer than these fucks.
It's way better.
Well, I mean, I'm sure the bug spirit probably thinks it's like those snails that try to get eaten by birds because they have the parasites.
Yeah, or the mice that try to get eaten by cats.
Because of, you know, parasites again.
Yeah.
The bugs at that point are like, wait a moment, I don't trust this. Mm-mm, no, abandon. Eject, eject.
So then you become safer by having those risky behaviors?
What does that have to do to your self-esteem whenever you get rejected by a bug spirit?
Well, your self-esteem's probably fine because you have all these friends who keep you around because they know that your weird creepiness is an effective defense mechanism against bug infestation.
Is that why y'all keep JB around?
Yes.
He's your ward against...
JB keeps away AI.
It just keeps away everyone, the smell alone.
Do you think he smells on the astral level?
Yes.
Micah would let us know.
He smells down every dimension.
So jealousy in the sixth world.
Oh. Jealousy in the sixth world would be terrifying. Just like stalking in the sixth world would be terrifying.
Oh, like, God, I didn't even think about that.
Somebody could come after you are numerous. It would be terrifying.
I mean, a drone,
mm-hmm.
a flyspy, by design, can go almost anywhere and be almost undetectable. Someone in astral could be in your room, and you would have no idea unless you can perceive astrally.
Yeah, that's where I was about to go with that. It's like, oh, hey, yeah, your ex was a mage? Oh, shit.
So would they, like, ward showers at the gym?
Maybe they're just cool with nudity. Everyone's just like, well, whatever, they could see us anyways.
Yeah, so that's actually a good point. If beetles and everything else in the sixth world has taken everything up to the next level, would you even notice a normal person nude, knowing that there is someone that has gone under the knife and gotten whatever part of it perfected? Like, would you see a normal person and think they're attractive?
Or maybe you would see a normal person and think that that's the most attractive person because they're the only person that looks that way.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, ooh, natural, baby.
It could be your mileage may vary. Also, I would think that randomly seeing a naked person, my first thought would be, where are they keeping their stuff?
The old prison wallet.
I mean, they've got a couple of places they could keep it, depending on their gender. Maybe they've got a backpack and they're just walking around with their things out. Whatever their things might be.
They're one of those weird people who got the biomod for a marsupial pouch.
You say that like you're kink-shaming them for having a convenient storage mechanism.
Yeah, I want a kangaroo pouch.
Although I imagine it would get sweaty.
I think it would get a lot worse than sweaty because of how marsupial pouches work, but...
The sweaty skin pouch. You start to wash your skin pouch in the shower.
Oh, God. All right, y'all have driven me completely insane with tonight's conversation, and I appreciate that about you.
Thank you.
Thanks for hanging out with Burning Edge After Dark.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
No, that's not... Thank you for hanging out with Burning Edge After Dark. You're welcome. Oh, how did we not get into dong weapons?
Because we shouldn't.